Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Favorite chefs, period. Not just TV chefs, not just cookbook chefs. I'm not going to qualify it in any way. One of my favorite people, not only her warm personality, but her very, very delicious and informative recipes that she's put out in cookbook after cookbook and television show after television show. You know that I'm talking about the Emmy Award-winning Lydia Bastianich, who is headed back to Chicago. Lydia, how are you, my dear? Nice to talk to you again.
Buongiorno, Dean. Great to talk to you, and I look forward to coming to Chicago this week.
Yeah, you're coming. You know, we have nice warm weather this time of year in Chicago.
Well, it's been kind of mixed here in New York. Hot and cold and hot and cold. The weather there is so warm?
No, it's not at all. I was just kidding. I just don't want you to chicken out at the last minute and not show up because I forgot you're in New York.
I can take it.
Yeah. I forgot you're in New York. You're tough. You can take it. Lydia's going to be at the Mackinac Arts Center at the College of DuPage. Doing sort of a special behind-the-scenes look at Lydia and her new book, Celebrate Like an Italian. Lydia, explain what this is, what this evening is like.
Well, it's conversations with Lydia. And I greet everybody. They come in. And then I am on the stage with a moderator who's going to ask me the questions. And the questions most likely are going to be about the book, certainly about myself, my life, my philosophy in the kitchen, you know, my life as an immigrant coming to the United States. And then we open it up for questions to the audience. And so that the audience really gets to ask what they want and what they like. And then there'll be books available, signed books for them to have. So it's going to be kind of an intimate conversation with Lydia.
I assume that you've done evenings like this elsewhere. What are the kinds of things that people want to know about you?
I have done, and I enjoy them. They want to know, really, they want to get down personal. They want to get, they want to know, they're interested very much in my life story, how I came here at 12 years old as a refugee. How did I get started in the food business? Where did I get my passion for love? How did it evolve? How did I fare in this tough industry? And then also, about the family and working as a woman and having a family. And then they love my mother. You know, my mother is 97, and she still comes on the show now and then when she can. So they love to hear more about my mother. And then we go into books. What constitutes a book? What? How do I get an idea for a book? And then the television series, and all of it, it's just endless in any of those directions. And then I get really kind of on point questions. You know, Lydia, which is the best olive oil, and how do I cook with olive oil? So I go and explain that. Whatever they want, from my life. I pull it out and I share with them.
Well, I was curious about, a couple of those questions myself. I don't want to give away too much. I want people to come to the event to ask these questions. But I will ask you this, is how did this whole thing get started for you? Food is, very important in your family, in most families, but certainly in an Italian family. Food is very important. Did it evolve out of that? And at what point did you think, I can write a cookbook. I can do a television show. I can, you know, I can have Italy as part of my empire.
Right. I think, you know, what happens that, you know, sort of one follows the other and it grows. But I think at the beginning of the day, you know, there is a predisposition to certain arts or music or cooking or whatever one has, you know, God's gift that one gives to, that gives to one of us, each one of us. And for me, I think food, you know, I guess I have to go back to a little bit of my history, where I was born. I was born in Istria, which is no longer part of Italy. And after World War II, Istria, the peninsula, was given to the communist Yugoslavia. So we were ethnic Italians. We got caught behind the Iron Curtain, and we had to change our language, our names, our the way we believe. And food was not all that available. Grandma, I lived with grandma in a sense because my mother was a teacher in the city. But in the country, that's where the food was. And grandma would have chickens, ducks, goats, pigs we had. We made our own olive oil, our own wine. She grew all the vegetables. We stored the beans for the next year. So I was involved in this kind of, I was a little helper. And then when I was 10, my parents decided that they wanted to get us out of there, get the kids out of there. But, you know, that's it had to be a secret. So my mother, my brother, and I went because they allowed part of the family, not the whole family, to go. And my father remained. Ultimately, after 2 weeks, he escaped. He joined us in Italy. There, you know, our life kind of, so where do we go from now? We had family in Italy. Jobs were hard to find. We ended up going into a political refugee camp. That's where they harbored us. And we stayed there for 2 years before Dwight Eisenhower was the president, and he opened the immigration for refugees fleeing from communism.
Yeah.
So, you know, Dean, it's not too much different than what it is today. But to go back to my passion of food that you asked, you know, when I was taken away from there, I didn't say goodbye to grandma. And so I was, there was always a longing in me, you know, that I felt that I kind of got pulled away from something very dear to me. And I think food was my connector. Mm. As we traveled, as we were in camp, as we came into the United States, I always reverted to food to connect me to that place with grandma, to the beautiful farm, with all the animals. And I think that's the flavors, the aromas kind of carried on. And for me, they told the story. And then I continued to tell that story for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but did you, I mean, was there a point where you said, I'm going to write a cookbook or I'm going to open a restaurant?
Well, that's all, again, you know, Dean, it is a progression of growth and so on. So while I was going here to school, I always, again, worked in bakeries and restaurants. I met my husband who was in the restaurant business. We opened, he was in the front of the house, as they call it, you know, maitre d', in 1971. We got married in 69. In 71, we opened a little restaurant, and that's where we began, the two of us working our way. I wasn't a full-fledged chef, but I worked with the chef in the kitchen for about 10 years. I really honed my skills, and then, you know, this was in the suburbs, and then we sold those. We opened Falidia in New York City. There I became the chef, and there I began cooking really the regional foods of Italy, the food of my history, of my roots. And I think that's where the journalists got interested and began to, they came to see, what is this woman cooking that's different? It's not spaghetti and meatball. Julia Child came, James Pitt came, Julia Child invited me on her show, and I was good. The producer asked me, Lydia, would you like your own show? You're really good, how about it? And so on. You see, these are the opportunities that come as you develop ever more in whatever you're passionate for. And then you take some and some you don't. But, you know, I sort of listened to Julia and my show, and then the book followed because, you know, with a show you need a book and so on. And then the growth of the businesses. So it was a lot of connections and people that really cared and mentored me along the way. And I had a passion. I just wanted to do 1,001 thing, and I still do with food.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting that you say how, you were on Julia Child's show, and their producers took an interest in you, and Julia took an interest with you, because I think, you know, there's such a similarity in the honest passion that you have that, the world loved in Julia Child. Same kind of thing. Of plain talking, interesting, passionate, honest demonstration of whatever the subject matter is on that show.
Well, Dina, you know, she did nurtured me. She did mentor me, and I, you know, what I saw in her, I saw genuine, which was she was genuine in wanting to teach people to cook. She really cared about people getting in the kitchen and cooking. And so it came through in her lessons. You know, they were simple. They were not about how much she can do or what she can do, but it was about you can do this. And I thought to myself, this is where it's at. You know, if I'm going to go on the show, if people are going to give me half an hour of their time, I want to give them something to make their own. I want to give them something that they can take away. So when I am on the show, in my books, my recipes are straightforward, are very doable. Granted, when I'm in the restaurant, that's when I show off, kind of. You know, that's when you do your fancy recipes. But when I communicate with people, I really want people to get in the kitchen. I really want people to cook because the pleasure, the gift, the connection, that food brings, that a table shared with family and friends with some food on it, there's no better place on earth.
There's the special night with Lydia Bastianich at the Mackinac Arts Center, College of DuPage, on Thursday, November the 9th. I'm going to give you ticket information on all of that in just a moment. And she's also going to be at her Eataly the day before on November 8th. We'll give you some details on that. And Lydia, I have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I just came back from Italy, Croatia, and Greece about 10 days ago. I can't even tell you the number of times I thought about you at every restaurant that I was at in Italy, every marketplace, every place I was thinking, Lydia would like this. Lydia would like a place like this.
Thank you. You had me with you, huh?
Well, in
your thoughts. Yes,
indeed. And we'll come back and talk more with Lydia Bastianich next on 720 WGN. We are back on our Food Time show. Lydia Bastianich is our guest on the phone. She is coming to the Mackinac Arts Center at College of DuPage for a special, it's kind of behind the scenes with Lydia, Thursday, November the 9th. You can get tickets at themac.org or by calling 630-942-4000. And you're going to be at Eataly doing a book signing the day before, Lydia, is that right?
I am. I'm going to be at Eataly on the 8th of November from 5 to 7. And I'm going to be signing books there. So if anybody is in the city and wants to get a book signed and say hello and take a picture, I will be there.
All right. So there's plenty of information.
Well, and at the event, which is an intimate conversation with Lydia, there will also be book available, signed books, and opportunities for photos and questions as well. And that is at November 9th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m. We'll repeat all of that information in just a second. So about 10 days ago, Lydia, I just got back from a WGN radio listener cruise that we did that started in Venice. And we went to a couple of places in Italy. We stopped in Split, Croatia, where I had never been before, and then several locations in Greece. But, several days in Venice and one amazing meal after amazing meal. Same in Bari. We visited an olive oil farm in Bari. And, I learned more than I've ever known. I thought I knew about olive oil and choosing olive oil. It turns out I didn't know that much about it at all, but it's a famous region for delicious olive oil.
Absolutely. Bari is the capital of Puglia, and that is the heel of Italy. Now, Italy has 20 regions, So that's one of the 20 regions, and it is the region that produces the largest amount of olive oil in Italy. And they are simple people, great cooking, lots of vegetables and grains, and good olive oil.
Well, it was absolutely wonderful, and you know, and Venice is Venice is Venice. You know, it's the beauty and the charm of Venice, but also, you know, again, delicious food and such warm and hospitable people everywhere I went.
Well, Venice, that you're coming into my neck of the woods. You know, there's Venice is the capital of Veneto, and then the region right next, about an hour northeast of Venice, is the region of Friuli Venezia Giulia. And we have a home now. We live there, and we have in Italy, when we are in Italy, and we have our winery in Cividale del Friuli, a little town up there. So an hour north of Venice, you could have been in my home.
Okay, I'm going to take that as an invitation to come there next time I'm there.
Absolutely. you look at the Bastianich winery, and it has a little B&B, 5 rooms, and a little home. You come up there, and we'll cook together.
Oh, I can't even tell you. When I've had the pleasure of cooking with you twice at the WGN TV, it's just a thrill for me because I love your style. I love your approach. I love the simplicity and the deliciousness of everything that you cook. I remember you did a special about how the holidays are celebrated in different parts of the world. And as we are now approaching Thanksgiving and the Christmas season, how does Lydia celebrate the holidays? Do you have traditional things that that you like to prepare for your family?
Absolutely. You know, we all have our kind of family favorites. Now, Thanksgiving is coming up soon, and I love this holiday because it's, you know, I get a chance, our family gets a chance to really thank and celebrate America because this is an American holiday. And so, you know, that's, having said that, the turkey is beautiful, really American, and I have pumpkin pie, and I have sweet potatoes, but then I add my Italian touches. I brush the turkey in the last 20 minutes with some balsamic vinegar. So the turkey becomes kind of, it has that sweet, tart skin, and it's like a mahogany color. Oh, it's
right,
beautiful.
Right.
And then, of course, some pasta. I'm going to have some baked lasagna, you know, nice platters of baked lasagna. And then the antipasto. So it's a mix. Food is a mix between our traditions and America, but absolutely, you know, the holidays are about, I think, who we are, our traditions, and, you know, I cook, really regional I cook. You know one thing, Dean, my father's no longer with me, and he loved his baccalà mantecato. So Easter comes, and every Christmas Eve, you know, there's the fishes. I make baccalà mantecato. And when I make the baccalà mantecato, I love it. But it feels like my father's with me, like I'm cooking for him. So food does so many things, so many memories, so many emotions. So we kind of mix it up, but it's a lot about tradition.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about that, you could be talking about my family, because I recall my Greek grandmother and my mother, you know, proud Americans. They came to America for a new life, but you know, but they were still proud of their traditions, and we would have turkey and sweet potatoes and stuffing and all, you know, the all-American Thanksgiving, but there would be the Greek touches that you're talking about. And I'm sure that everyone listening, whatever their ethnicity or their background, their families, their ethnicities got incorporated into this all-American holiday as you're talking.
I have the freedom also to keep my native culture in that mix.
Sure.
Exactly. You know, so that holidays, yes, it's American.
It's Italian.
That's the beauty of America.
Yeah, it's whatever it is, and that's what really makes, to me, that's, you know Chicago well. This is such a melting pot of so many different cultures, and if we can't celebrate you know, all of those things. It's, you know, it's a shame if we can't. The world is so divided right now. It's anything that we can do to bring things together. This is the kind of conversation that you're going to have at this intimate conversation with Lydia Bastianich at the College of DuPage, the Mackinac Art Center, Thursday, November the 9th. Tickets are available at themac.org or by calling 630-942-4000. The day before, November 8th, she'll be signing her new cookbook that is called Celebrate Like an Italian.
Lydia,
Celebrate Like an Italian. That'll be November 8th. You can get the cookbook signed at either event, at Italy or at the Mackinac Art Center. Lydia, it's always wonderful to talk to you. I'm going to look forward to seeing you when you're in town. Thank you so much for joining us. And it would not be...
Thanks, Dean.
My pleasure. Would not be a conversation with Lydia without ending it with tutti a tavolo a mangiare.
Bravo, Dean.
Was I close with that?
You said that? For a Greek, you said that pretty good.
Lydia, thank you so much.